This is June 18th, 2015, second class, Radharas Sudaniti, Manjari Bhav. And this is verse number 39, the power of Radhika's glances. Yesterday we heard a little bit about that, so we're going to develop that theme more. Yesterday was about sevas, Manjari's serve Gunja and Mala and Mukut, like a title. I'll give it its title. Power. So this is verse 39, power of Radhika's glances. And that's a very beautiful verse. Many of these verses have different meters or chandas. This one, at least it works with Brahma Samhita. Venu karani patita skalitam shikandham. Vrashtam cha pita vasanam rajaraja sunho yasya katakshara gata vimurchitasya tam radikam paricharami kada rasena. Again, we have this word kada as yesterday and today, kada, when. He's already there. He already has his sakhi sarup, nitya sakhi. Well, rather Parama Prashya Sakhi, but Nitya, a copious associate and servant of Radharani Tungavidya, and also in maybe possibly a Mandri form, which he sees and meditates on and has experiences and writes about them, entering into that mood and seva, possibly even a form. But he's saying, when? It's like someone saying, imagine someone has 100 crores of rupees, and they say, oh, when am I going to get some money? I have $500 million, and then you meet your friend. You say, "Oh no, when am I going to get some money?" Well, what do you mean by some? I mean, you have 500 million. No, I mean like billions, some billions. So obviously, these books by all the acharyas, Narottam, and Vishwanath, and Prabhudananda Saraswati, etc., Rupa, they're all nitya siddha parishads, eternal associates of Krishna, brother and Krishna. And they're writing them for whom? For us. They are there, and they're saying, come on, come here to where I am. Like if somebody, you're in New York City, and there's 3 feet of snow on the ground, and the wind's blowing at 80 kilometers an hour, and you can't step out of your apartment, and your friend is down in Hawaii, in Maui, and he calls you and he says, listen, it's only $200, take a plane, fly. You know, I'm on the beach, taking coconut, dab water, and nice sun. We're, you know, swimming in the ocean, and all big mangoes. And why are you free? Yeah, it sounds nice. Let me go there. So you immediately fly out of the snow blizzard to go to a beautiful place. So they're inviting us all that have some inclination to serve Radharani as our maidservants. Please come here and experience what I'm experiencing. Because that's what we often say to other devotees. We say, have you experienced anything? What are your quote-unquote realizations, what are your sportis? And most people can't say much because they don't come so easily. You know, imitationists and false devotees, they often make up stories. Oh, I saw this and I saw that, and last night I dreamed of Krishna, and tonight Radharani, and tomorrow Gauranga, and then I have a whole sketch of who I'm going to see in my dreams. It's not so easy. But these are the realized souls, and they're sharing their experiences with us. So it's very nice. So read the translation. This is in his mood of a Manjari. So when he's saying I, we can think I. And the verse says, he says, when will I? We can also think, yeah, when will I, me, I, me. Like someone, you might read a book and someone, right, you read a sentence in the book, the person says, oh, when will I find everlasting happiness and a peaceful, satisfied mind? And you read someone saying that. Yeah, I feel that same way too. When will I find everlasting happiness and a peaceful, satisfied mind? So we're identifying with our spiritual desire and spiritual identity, then we can, when he says, when can I tastefully or blissfully serve that Radhika? Which Radhika? Well, a special kind of Radhika, whose arrow-like glances caused the Prince of Braj to faint, his yellow cloth to fall off, his crown to loosen, and his flute to fall from his hand. So we hear that Krishna is a Parameshvara. Everyone knows the Brahma Samhita. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachira Ananda Vigra Anadi Radhir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam Govinda Mali Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Very good verse, explains many things about Bhagavat Tattva, the Swarup Lakshana of Bhagavan. Ishvara Parama. There's many Ishvaras. Agni Ishvara, Varuna Ishvara, Indra Ishvara, Indra Dev. But there's only one Paramishvara. And there's many wealthy people, but then they may choose the wealthiest person in India, Ambani or whatever. They have some contest like that. But there are many, but he may be top. So Krishna is the supreme Paramishvara. Ishvara Parama Krishna. And he has a transcendental body, unlimited, eternal transcendental body. Sachidananda Vigraha. And anything that happens, and everything that happens, and everything, yeah. Anything that happens, and everything that happens, and everything that will happen, is happening because of a cause. It's called Hetu. Hetu means cause. In Hindi you say Hetu? Hetu means cause or benefit? You say Karan. Karan means cause. Same as the Sanskrit, Karan. Hetu means benefit. Art, something like art. Art and Hetu. So everything has a cause, cause and effect. So the cause, of course, is Krishna. Like there's an eternal argument since time immemorial, is there free will or not? Does the jiva have free will or does he not? Well, the answer is, does he not? He does not. What's the answer? Does the jiva, does the human being, the human man and woman, does he or she have free will, yes or no? And the answer is, no, but something. What is that something? We have the freedom to desire. But even the realm of our desire is controlled and caused by the modes of nature we're in. So if you're born in Tamagun and you're a totally ignorant person and you can't read or write or even think straight or count to 10, and you have all low desires, very basic and low desires for just all like animalistic activities, then you ask the person, what are you desiring? Whiskey, intoxication, woman, acha, sleep. I love to sleep. Some people say that, and you can understand what that's all about. That's a lakshana of tamagun. I love to sleep. And, okay, but that doesn't mean you're all tamagun. we wouldn't be sitting here. There's a mixture. So generally, the modes will determine our choices or our desires. So even then, do we have freedom of desire? So the cause of everything that we're getting to is Krishna. And he's controlling everything, he's the cause of everything. But then this verse is telling us, because sometimes very smart alecky people, there's a phrase in America, you smart alec, is a slang phrase, means you like, chatur or something, you clever guy, or smarty pants or whatever, I don't know what you say nowadays. Some guy tries to be too clever and say something, tricky Hindi statement. What do you have, a name for that? Don't have people like that? Everybody's like that. There's no statement like that. There's no phrase like that because everybody's like that. All the time it's all tricky, double talk. No one speaks straight, so you don't have to worry. But in the West, most people speak straight and sometimes a little like crooked speaking. Double talk. You can follow my English? Something. Better than her, so you're two crippled people walking down the road. All right. That's my problem. I should speak Russian or Ukrainian. Then we'd all be better off. Then they would have to get a translator. Let's just turn the tables. Go to Ukraine and see what happens. All the Indians are sitting in the back of the Sunday feast. What's he saying? And somebody's translating. It's just like that. You're on top here, and you go somewhere else, you're on the bottom. Here, I'm Indian. You go to America, they say, oh, you're a nigger. Why is your skin so brown? You say you're a nigger. And they say, you can't go on a bus, you have to walk. Buses are only for white people. So these prejudices are everywhere. So now Krishna, we heard Krishna's God, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Aishvarasya, Samagrasya, Viryasya, Yasashashriya. He has six opulences. He's the strongest, he's the most famous, he's the most beautiful, most wealthy, most powerful, most detached. But there's the Supreme Personality of Radharani. There's the king, God the king, but then there's God the queen. God, king of, we say God of gods, king of kings. This is the Bible. God of God, king of kings. In other words, you're Indra means a king, but there's Nagarendra, there's, you know, Upendra, there's the higher and higher king. You know, there's topmost king, Paramindra, whatever. So Krishna is the king of all kings, but he has a queen, like all kings. And this verse is telling about the queen. And he's saying, Kada again. Verse 39 in Radharas Sudaniti, is the like pivotal verse that shows the supremacy of Srimati Radharani. Vrindavaneshri Radharani ki jai. Every day, all the devatas, 33 chorus of devatas, Indra, Varuna, Brahma, Shiv, and whatever, you figure out the rest of them, Agni, Vayu, Kuver, all the leaders, the 33 leaders, there's 33 crore, there's 33 Mukhya devatas, and they have, each one has a crore expansions. There's 33, you can have Vayu, Surya, Indra, Chandra, Shiva, Brahma, and go on and on and on. You come up to 33. Big players. Just so you have maybe so many mantris, but there's so many smaller guys under them, and then down to the DM or whatever, like this. So they all come down every day to bathe in the dust of Krishna's feet. They come to Braj. Five o'clock in the evening. 5 o'clock in the evening. You can see them. Have you seen? You go to Nandagram, or you go on the Govardhan Nandagram Road. I saw many times. Sometimes they hitchhike too. You know, they try to get a ride to Nandagram. You know? No, but they line the footpath from Govardhan to Nandagram, waiting for Krishna to come back. They're just waiting. They're all, you know, praying, when's he coming, or hear his flute, because he may be coming from Taliban or very far away, but they know he has to come on this road, just like if you want to hijack someone or kidnap someone, you know that in order to get to their house, they go so many roads, but finally they have to get on this road. There's no other road to their front door, and that's the road where you wait in the rooftop. Ta! And then finished. So they know that Krishna, he goes everywhere, north, south, Uttar, Purvik, everywhere he goes with the cows. I mean, Braja means, what does Braja mean? Braja means to wander. And chala, he wander. Braja means wandering, moving, all going here, there. Sometimes Kamyavan, 50 kilometers in the west. Sometimes Taliban, 30 kilometers, 35 kilometers south and underground. Sometimes he goes to Kokilavan, he goes all over the place, Kadiravan. So they wait there. And when he comes, they do a big puja, they do a big worship of Krishna, all the devatas. They get a huge tray, one of these huge talis, you know, one of these big tray, like this. There's 108 ghee lamps on it. And all the demigods, you know, like you ever see these Indians, they stand around the husband and wife, and they all go to puja. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadisha, ding dong, jing chong, like this. And you know the song. You could break into song and dance if you want. But they go like this now for Artik. Some kind of, you know, group consciousness or whatever, group, you know, cheaper than different trees also. One tray for the whole family. So all the demigods, they all hold this tray and they do big puja of Krishna. And the coward boys, they have to stop. And even they argue with Krishna, why do we have to stop? Let them just do puja as we walk by. He said, no, they might get, you should be nice, you know. And they, all the cowboys, said, why do we have to stop? We have to, the cows are crying. They want to go home. And I'm crying also. So Krishna has to stop, and they do puja. And then when after the boys go by, then all the demigods roll in the dust. Lutan. You know Lutan? They go like this, rolling in the dust. This is Krishna. Anandakanda Bhagavan Sri Krishna ki jai. But there's Radha. Radha, 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 Radha. Paramadana Radha, 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 Radha. Hamaradana Radha, 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 Radha. Jivanadana Radha, 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 Radha. Pranadana Radha, Jivadana Radha. Hamaradana Radha, Shri Radha. It's like this. Now, this verse is telling Venu Karan Nipatita Skalitam Shikandam. Rashtam Chapitavasanam Rajaraja Suno. Yasya Kataksha Sar. Gata Vimorchitasya. Vimorchitasya. You know Morchita? Morchita? How do you say faint in Hindi? Mork. Morch. Same. Vimorch. V means vishesh, special. You like really lose it. You know, your earrings fall off, your necklace falls off, you just go down, everything gone. Vimorchitasya. That's what happens to that Bhagavan. When Radharani looks out of the corner of her eyes, what happens? And the Manjari is saying, I want to be there. You want to be there? Oh, I wish I was there. If I had a front row seat, I could have seen India defeat Australia. You know, I didn't have the money to fly to Australia. I would have gone and cheered for my team. You know, the smell of the fields, you know, and the sweating bodies, and you know, and just the whole ambience of being there live in the sports event. I wish I was there. I would have paid anything to be there. In those finals, championship, whatever. People talk like this. Or someone like this. So for example, some new people come and they meet some old devotee. Did you ever go to Vrindavan? Yeah, I lived there for a few years. Acha, you were ever in Indra's Kirtan? Oh, yeah. Oh, you were in Indra's Kirtan? Yeah. Oh, I wish I was there. Anybody ever, you know, the young people will say this, no? Isn't it? I mean, you can listen to the tape, it's one thing, but it's not the same as the person. Sit there and he's got his knee up, and you know, the person and his being, it's unique and individual. Everyone is, and he's a very, with such a dynamic personality, certainly all attractive to look at, to hear, to speak to remember. So people will think like that. So now, Prabhupada Saraswati, absorbing himself in Manjari Bhav, or it can be Sakhi Bhav also, but I just like the verse too much, so I want to talk about it. So it can be a sucky, but generally, you know, this, because everyone's seeing it, but what he's saying is, when can I tastefully worship that Radhika? So the suckies may be worshiping Krishna, because what this translation says is, when can I blissfully or tastefully serve Radhika? Because it says, Radhikam Paricharyami Kadarasena. Remember, I said the word Manjari is not here in these 40 verses, but only in these 40 verses out of 272, we will find words that indicate maidservant or handmaiden, like kaikarnya. Kaikarnya means kinkari. Kinkari means maidservant, not sucky, or doesn't mean equal age girlfriend. It means a lower aged junior assistant maidservant. So kaikarnya, paricharika, anacharani, dasi. You never hear of Lalita being called a dasi, except when they're in separation from Krishna, then all the gopis feel very, very humble. Matter of fact, anyone separated from their beloved, they feel humble. They feel empty, because they're in love. There's two halves to the sweet pie of love. So one half is missing, and the other half laments for the other half. So when Krishna disappeared from the gopis in the rasa dance, and they met him. They said, you know, we're dasi, ashoka dashika. They were, ashoka means, how can you neglect us? You just ran away from us. You know, we don't even charge anything. We're ashulka, ashulka dashika. Ashulka means free labor. We don't know, without pay. We've served you. We've done everything. We've cooked for you. We've dressed you. We've served you in every possible way, with our entire bodies, body, mind, spirit, everything. We've offered to you, and you just dropped us and left us. So they're all collectively, Radharani and all the Sakis are praying like this in Bhagavatam, Rasa Panchadaya, Ashoka Dashika. So that in that time of separation, sometimes they all identify themselves as Dasis. But here it's this Paricharika, or Paricharya means to worship, but that mood of worship is as a maidservant or as a Manjari. So as I was introducing by saying Krishna is so glorious and great, but what is the glory of Radharani? And I, maybe you missed it, those who came late. I said this one verse kind of defines this one verse in Radharasudha Nidhi, verse 39, very clearly defines that Radharani is Vrindavaneshwari and Krishna Eshwari and Parameshwari Eshwari. Parameshwari Eshwari. There's Parameshwara Eshwari. Parameshwara Eshwari. Because it's male and female. Ishvara, Ishvara, male. Ishvari, female. It's an ending. Parameshwara, Ishvari. It should be Parameshwara, Parameshwari. Parameshwari Radharani ki.
Yeah.
What? Parameshwari Radharani ki.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that, no, that's nice. At least wake up to do that. So then what happens? So now that, are you there? Are you standing there in this situation? And all the Sakis are waiting for Krishna. They've come on Abhisar to, we'll find out maybe here they'll tell, but we'll just say, usually the lover goes to, the lady goes to meet the man on Abhisar. He's at an appointed place. But also, the Sakis also wait for Krishna at Radhakunda or some other kunja. So they're all waiting for him, and then Krishna finally arrives, then Radharani sees him, and he's so interested, and so he wants to see Radharani from head to toe and admire her beauty and every part of Radharani's form and countenance completely excites and satisfies Krishna to no end. And so then, of course, the standard mode of behavior, even in Lokik Vichar or even human beings, is that the man is pretty excited about the lady. But the lady pretends like, comme ça, comme ça. You know, if you, it's a French, comme ça, comme ça. Maybe, I'd take it or leave it, you know. I'm not interested. She's very interested. But just, it's kind of the way it works. So when Krishna arrives and Radharani just looks off like, oh, you know, like not interested. And she just, and then she wants to see what he's, you know, how that, rejection, initially Radharani, because that's what it's called, Radharani's Bhamya Prakar. There's Antar Bhamya, Bahir Dakshin, or sometimes Bahir Bhamya and Antar Dakshin, which means sometimes she's externally contrary and against and internally submissive, and sometimes she's externally submissive and internally against. So in this, did I get it right? So in this particular instance, she's acting like, inside she's submissive. Yeah, I really want to meet Krishna. I really want to embrace him. But I know that it will increase his relish if I pretend to be not interested. So Krishna is already besides himself as soon as he takes his first darshan of Radharani. And then so she glances, and it says here in the verse, Kataksha, shar means arrow. Kataksha shara, sara. Kataksha shara gata. Strike gata. I mean, it sounds like gata. Shara gata. Ta. Sounds like a kshatriya or something. You know, you strike your enemy with your arrows. To. Sounds like Mahabharata. Must be words like that. You know, Bhima or whatever. Arjuna, when he's the archer, he's a Gandiva Raj. So he was firing arrows and striking the enemy in their heart. Ta. Gata. So Radharani's glance, her glance is like kataksha. Kata aksha. Aksha means eye. You say ak, I think you say Ak in Hindi, no? Ak? Aksha. So then, this means corner. Kata. You say cone or something? Corner? Maybe a kata also. Kataksha. So kataksha means the corner. From the corner of our eyes comes what? Comes some tears, sometimes. But now it's arrows. Bana, bana. You know bana? You say bana? Also in Sanskrit it's sara, shara. So it's the arrow of her glance, and she's much better aimed than Arjun. Because even Arjun sometimes misses the target. But Radharani never, ever misses the target. Wherever Krishna is, toom! I'm sure when Arjuna's gone hunting in the Kandava forest or wherever he's gone, and Indraprastha with his bosom buddy Shyam or Parthasarathi, that they've gone hunting for wild boar and porcupine and deer and these other animals that can be offered in yajna by the sages. For these Vedic yajnas, there's certain permissible animals that can be hunted for practice of their skill. So then, I'm sure he would miss the target sometimes. Because Krishna's achyuta, not Arjun. To err is human. There's four defects of the human being. Have you heard about them? No? Oh. Well, see, not you, because you're perfect. But there are some human beings, that make mistakes. And there's some human beings that get bewildered and don't know what's going on with their husband or their wife or anybody or with themselves. So we get bewildered and then we commit mistakes. And then we cheat. There are some, not in this country very many, but in some other countries there's some cheating going on. Here, of course, not, you know how it is. So the tendency to cheat, the tendency to make mistakes, the tendency to be illusioned, and what else? Illusioned, and then imperfect judgment. You know? So these are the vipralipsa and brahm and whatever, I forget all the things they are. So that's the situation with most all of us, we make some mistakes. So now, she's like Arjuna, maybe doesn't hit the target, but Radharani does, and Krishna is achyuta and not Arjuna. Krishna means infallible, he never makes a mistake. So when Radharani's arrow hits the target, who is the target? Krishna. Now Krishna was driving a chariot for 18 days on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Do you know how many charioteers or sarathi? Do you know how many sarathis lost their heads at that battle? They're driving the chariot. Just sometimes your driver gets in an accident and he's Haribo, Marana. And hopefully you don't join him. So, how many sarathis lost their heads? Millions. But Krishna didn't lose his. 18 days he's driving the chariot, not one arrow hit him. Not even one arrow hit one hair on his head. And his hair is, you know, it's not, he doesn't have a, he's not shaved up. He didn't join ISKCON. But he shaved up when he became Lord Chaitanya. Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. So therefore, we're followers of Lord Chaitanya, so we should shave up. If we're brahmacharis, if we're working or school or whatever, that's not an absolute rule, obviously. Time and circumstance, whatever works. So no one, Krishna never got hit by an arrow, but then he met Achyuta Rani. You've heard of Achyuta Rani? No, actually. Achyuta Rani is the queen of all infallibles. And there's only one infallible, one Achyuta, and Radharani is that. So when her arrow struck Krishna, then what happened? Because if an arrow hits his shoulder, sometimes his crown falls off, it falls off. Sometimes his bow gets split, the string gets split. Sometimes they shoot all the horses. When you read Mahabharata, everyone gets shot up. horses get shot, the elephants, the bow gets shot off your hand, the flag gets shot off your chariot. Toom. You get flat tires, they shoot your wheels. Everything's possible. So now what happened to Krishna when he came into this, to engage in this love battle with Radharani? Just the opening round, he got really knocked off his chariot. His love chariot. He is riding high in his love chariot to go meet his Priyaji. And he just got near the battlefield and he almost, what happened? First, vimurchita. He fainted. So when you fall on the ground, what happens? Your crown falls off. Unless you put it on a blue tack or something. like Didi crowns. So Krishna faints on the ground, vimurchita. And then when he was totally like gone. His Pitambara Dhoti went off, flew off. His crown fell off, and his flute fell from his hand. Just like if you're fighting or you're holding a sword and they cut your head off, then you probably won't keep holding your sword. You'll go like that. So Krishna, imagine his flute fell from his hand. Now Krishna's flute never falls from his hand, never leaves his body. When he sleeps with his flute. When he eats with his, I don't mean he uses it for a spoon. But he eats with his flute. I mean, he eats, his flute's tucked in his dhoti. It's like you and your cell phone. Like nowadays, it's a very nice analogy. You can understand how much attached you are to your cell phone. Do you sleep with it? You take a bath with it. You go swimming with it. And you get a little plastic bag, and you tie it around your ear. So when you swim, if you get a call, you can tread water and take it out of the plastic bag and say, yeah, I'm in Puri. Where are you? I'm in the middle of the ocean. I can't talk to you very long. But what happened? Well, your factory burned down. And your house too. And your kids died. And your wife died. Oh, okay. You just go in the water. What's the point anymore? So you understand what it means to carry your cell phone everywhere. It's become a mania, a total mania and an addiction. 20 years ago, if anyone was alive at that time, probably didn't have a cell phone on your ear when you slept. Probably had sweet dreams and not bitter ringtones. Well, this is modernity. So Krishna dropped his, because he doesn't have a cell phone. He doesn't use a cell phone to call anybody. He uses a flute. And he doesn't need any connection because he has a heart connection with every jiva in the world. So it's better than Airtel or any other server. So he dropped his celebrated flute. So this is a prayer. This is a Sanskrit shloka, a prayer that's supposed to shape the quality of our abhilash, our desiring. Because now we know that yoga means yoga's chitta vritti virodha. That in the chitta is so much vritti, so much vibrations and waves and patterns. Virodha means no, they're not going against, there's no disturbance. We should have one thought in our mind, like gopis. Gopis are ekman, ek-icha. Krishna's loving service. I want to lovingly serve Krishna. Bas. This is Gopi Bhav, this is Vatsalya Bhav in Braj, this is Sakya Bhav, this is Dasya Bhav. I want to serve Krishna as his mother. I want to serve Krishna as his lover. Or if in Dwarka Leela, Satyabhama Rukmini, Mitravinda, Kalindi, etc., all his Mahishis, I want to serve Dwarkadish as my husband. This is their only desire. So this is their abhilash. Oh, my pati, my Prabhu, he's sleeping in his royal quarters, and I'm sleeping in mine. I can't wait when I go to sleep. Oh, I can't wait till I wake up. As soon as I wake up, I'll bathe and I'll start serving my husband. I'll go to his room and I'll start sweeping the hallway. Even though we have so many maidservants and dasis can do that, I want to personally take that jaro in my hand and do humble service for my Prabhu. This is the bhav. This is the bhav of the Mahishis of Dwarka. It says that in the palaces, in the Puranas, it says in the palaces in Dwarka, there's no dust.